flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ravens season is over. Their end-of-season press conference was yesterday as Eric DeCosta and John Harbaugh met with the media, which includes our friend Brian Wacker, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun, who joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Brian, thank you always for your time. We appreciate it. So we're going to do a six-pack later in the show of our main takeaways from yesterday's press conference. What was your main takeaway from yesterday?
Well, that I think the overriding theme is that, you know, let's run it back. I mean, this is going to be largely the same team next year. I mean, sure, there will be some changes. There will be some decisions that have to be made, particularly on guys like Ronnie Stanley, a free agent, Patrick McCary, a free agent. You know, but I think by and large, you know, you look at it, this is a team that got to the precipice of the AFC Championship a year ago, got to within a game of the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think there's reason to believe that they've got the nucleus, they've got the parts to get back there again.
Brian, I think the two biggest decisions, Ronnie Stanley, who's an impending unrestricted free agent, and Mark Andrews entering the final year of his contract. Do either of them, both of them, return next year?
Well, I think Mark Andrews certainly returns. That seemed to be the indication from Eric DeCosta yesterday morning. You know, there is steadfast belief in him. And now, look, can they afford to keep Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kohler, who are also both entering the final year of their rookie deals? In the long term, no. But there is still a year left on Andrews' deal. They can extend that out a little bit, I would imagine, and go from there. So I do think he'll be back next season. Of course, we heard from Mark Andrews on Instagram earlier today for the first time. So, look, I think all signs point to Mark Andrews coming back next year for sure. Ronnie Stanley, you know, is a little more interesting. You know, this is a guy who's probably going to command in the neighborhood of $15 million a year on the open market, a guy who was, you know, not the best left tackle in football, but was very good, had a very good season and a resurgent season. And, you know, guys of that ilk at left tackle just are hard to find. And so, you know, to some young, you know, to some team with a young quarterback desperate or perhaps even thinking that they're a couple of moves away from making a run, do they just throw a boatload of money at Ronnie Stanley and make him an offer he can't refuse. I do think Stanley would want to stay here. I think he's a prideful guy. I think he likes being in Baltimore, just likes the vibe of the locker room. I think it's all very comfortable for him. But you never know at the end of the day. And the two sides are going to have to come to an agreement on a number. I think push comes to shove. I do think they will find a way to bring Ronnie Stanley back.
Wondered your thoughts on the Dean Pease situation and maybe just the defensive coaching staff in general. Pease clearly not going to be as hands-on as he was a year ago. Do you think they need to be forthright in finding someone else with some, well, certainly more experience than anybody else on this staff has running defenses to be a part of this from the onset? And what do you think about the totality of that defensive staff? Two of the last 3 years, they've pretty much been a well below league average defense for the first half. And they fixed it with a trade, and they fixed it in part this year by simplifying things and moving a bunch of personnel around, and Dean Pease coming in the building. But I don't know. Do you think that those kind of discussions are happening internally?
Well, I think certainly John Harbaugh will look at the defensive side of the staff. Look, Zach Orr will certainly be back. Dean Pease, as we heard yesterday, will take a step back and not have as much of a full-time role, now 75 years old. That said, yeah, I think they will look at that, not just from the coaching standpoint, but personnel standpoint. And you think back to guys like Trenton Simpson and him getting benched for, Malik Harrison and Chris Board in that rotation. Certainly you don't want to go into the year with that position in flux. And I think you look at the secondary as well. Marcus Williams clearly has played his last game as a Raven. It's been a while since he actually played, but there'll be a change there. They probably need to bring in another safety. Ardarius Washington, terrific this year. But again, this is a guy who's got an injury history. He can also play that nickelback spot. So, they're going to need to bring in some players on the defensive side of the ball. And, they don't have a ton of cap space. This is not a team that's going to be a big player in free agency. So it'll be very interesting to see what they do both in free agency and, of course, the draft, which, experts say it's not really that good of a draft this year, and the Ravens have 11 draft picks, should have about 11 draft picks.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
We're talking with Brian Waggert's Inside Access here on The Fan. Brian, Eric and John seem to imply they feel like Justin Tucker fixed what was going on with him. Are you confident? Would you do anything different in training camp and bring in at least more than a camp leg, some sort of competition for Tucker this offseason?
Yeah, I would absolutely bring in a camp leg, competition, as opposed to just, another body. Why not? I do think Justin Tucker has probably fixed his ills, and those things will only get better, as he gets into the off season and goes through training camp and all of those things. I mean, guys, if you look at kickers, the greatest kickers in the history of this game, guys who've been around for a long time, that are all time kickers, guys like Morton Anderson and on down the line. I mean, when you play for that long and you have that level of greatness that Tucker's had, you're inevitably going to have a down season or two. Clearly, that's what he had this year. Now, of course, the biggest question is, is this the beginning of the end? I don't think it is. I think we saw, him fix himself. Now, granted, he didn't really have, those clutch end of game field goal moments from a long distance in the playoffs. So that didn't really present itself. But I would not be worried about Justin Tucker.
Brian, we'll see if Todd Monken does, in fact, land a job this offseason. But if he does, is his replacement internal for you? Is that T. Martin, or would they go outside the organization?
Boy, that's that's a great question. I think they would perhaps go in internal and go with T. Martin. That said, that's taking a bit of risk. Nothing against T. Martin, but, he's not been in that role before. We saw the success that Todd Monken has had. So certainly if he were to leave for another job, you've got to figure out a way to fix that. Lamar certainly has a great rapport with T. Martin, so that helps a lot when making those sorts of decisions. That said, would I be surprised at this point if Todd Monken were to go elsewhere? A little bit. I mean, you just look at the landscape of around the league and what's available and the way things have played out, and it seems, less and less likely with each passing day that he would be leaving this year.
All in all, though, a tepid offseason, I guess, right? I mean, we're thinking, we've talked a little bit here, like a Khalil Mack type guy, maybe to beef up the defense. Ooh. So basically a one-year commitment, try to keep him on a pitch count, re-sign a few guys, and then, try to knock it out of the park in the draft. Is that basically what we're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I look, that's what they do, right?
Right.
I mean, they bring in that veteran defensive player who can come in and have an impact for one or two seasons. They make a couple of smart draft picks. Maybe some of these young guys that we didn't see much of this year, maybe they will develop and be more significant contributors this coming season. But I think you look at the core of this roster, and they're in good shape.
Yeah.
I mean, it obviously starts with Lamar. Derrick Henry, I'm sure, will get extended. You've got Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman. You've got Likely and Andrews, at least for another year. And, you look at the defensive side of the ball, Kyle Hamilton, Roquan Smith. Certainly Roquan did not have the year.
No, he did not.
I think that merited an all-pro designation. But, you'd hope he would bounce back. And guys like Matt Ibike and Travis Jones as well up front. So, they've got pieces, and then they'll just try to fit in around those. And like I said, I think that was the prevailing theme the other day, is that, hey, we like what we've got. We've obviously disappointed with the way the season turned out. But, if you strip it down, they're in pretty good position.
Brian, one last thing before we let you go. You mentioned Rashad Bateman. Him and Kyle Van Noy are interesting to me. Van Noy's got no guaranteed money left. I think he's due to make $4.5 million. And Bateman signed that incredibly team friendly deal in the offseason. Could they be throwing a little sweet and low in their iced tea, so to speak, a little sweetener for these guys before next season?
Well, yeah, certainly it would be worth watching. I'm sure, to your point, that was an extremely friendly, team-friendly deal for Rashad Bateman, a guy who caught, I think, 11 touchdown passes this year, and certainly proved to be an elite route runner. Kyle Van Noy with a career year in terms of sacks. So, yeah, I think both of those guys will find a way to sweeten those deals a little bit, given what's ahead for them.
Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Brian, always great, man.
Thank you
so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Coming up next, we get to the Justin Tucker of it all, and you heard Brian Wacker. He seems to be pretty confident that he's figured out what ails him. Are we sold that Tucker will be fine next year? We'll tell you next year on The Fan.